Hi, this is Heath Herrera with the Keep Fit Simple podcast, simplifying your journey to better health and fitness. I have a question for you. Are you getting stronger? Here's a fun fact about fitness. We are either getting stronger or we are not. The scale might not tell the whole story about how physically healthy we are. After all, there's lean mass and fat mass, and your scale can't tell the difference. But when it comes to the number one tried and true way to improve your overall health and longevity, increasing your relative strength is the way to go. Relative, meaning relative to your body size, your age, injury factors, and any other factor we can take in when we're doing an assessment. And for the most part, we don't get stronger from just working out. We get stronger from training. Working out is what people do in traditional boot camps, large fitness cardio classes, or programs based on theory instead of science. This often looks like a bunch of random exercises thrown together for each person, making it for easy group consumption as opposed to individualized customization. And people who do this often think they're getting a great workout because it makes them sweaty and exhausted. But we need to be aware that training means that your program has been purposely and intentionally designed in advance to ensure that you're getting stronger and making progress over a specific period of time. It also means that you're not doing the same cookie cutter workout as everyone else. Can those large group programs work in a way that they're having you train and not just be randomized each time you come in? Absolutely. That comes down to the coach's knowledge and their experience of working with each individual in the training session. Way I look at it is, in my training sessions, do I run boot camps or team training, as I call them? Absolutely. We have a set of exercises we start with. However, depending on who shows up and where they're at, I make adjustments based on their individual needs, and we make it a training session in a group environment. We program based on the individual's needs. We never rely on how exhausted we are in the session or how much fluid has been expelled from our sweat glands to know whether or not we're making progress. Instead, we track our sets, reps, and weights on our primary lifts. This is why I also ask that each of my clients participate in an individualized work training log for their own plans. So that takes away the gray area and the guesswork when it comes down to working with them and getting them the results. So that means we know just by looking at our numbers, we're either getting stronger or we're not. That doesn't mean you're going to get stronger every session. You're going to get stronger every month. That just means that we can track progress over time. And there are different ways to stimulate changes in our muscle and connective tissues. We can lift heavier weights, lift the same weight for more reps, or manipulate the variables like tempo, rest, exercise order, exercise variation. We can go on and on the ways we can adjust this. And this is the safest and best way to get stronger. If you're getting back into a fitness routine this spring, look for something like this, where the program is designed to work and grow around you to allow you to train optimally to get the most out of your training so you can be stronger, and leave the random workouts and cardio parties to someone else.
Thank you for taking the time to listen today. If you enjoyed this episode, give it a 5-star rating or review. Also, share with your family and friends. Make sure you subscribe to the Keep Fit Simple podcast on your favorite podcast listening service. Have a great day and keep fit simple.